On June 28th, the Bad River stopped flowing. The dam of debris ended quickly, followed by a huge surge of water. Bad River Watershed Association Director Michelle Wheeler says landslides and eroding stream banks are common. But when the flow of the river stopped, they experienced something that has not happened before.
We got calls that the USGS staff gauge that's at Elmhoist on the lower part of the Bad River started reading zero, and people were wondering what's going on. The USGS maintains that gauge, and it's certainly something that hasn't been seen before.
The USGS is the United States Geological Survey. Although erosion and natural resource issues do affect the flow of the river, Wheeler says there's more to it in this case.
If you think about the way this area used to be 150 years ago, it was primarily forested. As we get more open land, clear some of that land for development or farming or other things, it's kind of like you take that sponge off the landscape and water rushes off faster, and so the floods get higher.
Wheeler says there are ways to prevent further damage to the river.
Some examples are created wetlands. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and local county agencies have worked together with landowners to build wetlands on open land. So areas that for farmers might not be their most productive area of their property can elect to turn those back into wetlands. And it brings the birds back and it looks pretty, and it also helps slow the flow for streams.
If you don't have the resources to create a wetland, Wheeler says there are other ways to help restore wetlands and our natural resources. Kristen Vaki, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.